IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars from IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guests, Brother Ayman Rizvi and Ali Alevian. Assalamu alaikum to both of these dear guests.
Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, brother. So in the series of the program, Viewpoints, we are mainly concerned with the speeches and thoughts of the leader of Iran, Imam Khamenei. One important topic which has been tackled by him on different occasions and his speeches is the position of human being and how important it is in Islam. We know that Islam has a type of special and specific look at the position of human being as the best creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why when we are talking about human, we are not talking about the humanistic approach, something which was maybe very much welcome in the Western world or secular world. We are talking about Islam, we are talking about Prophet Muhammad and the Ahlul Bayt's viewpoints regarding human beings. Imam Khamenei also, on different occasions, tackled this issue. So, Brother Ali Alevian, in our previous discussion regarding the position of human beings in the speeches of leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, you enumerated two important pillars for us. Number one was Tawhid.
Very true.
And you said the monotheistic look at the human beings in the world has to be revived. And the second one was the human being as the center of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very true.
But all of these two important pillars are in the scope of divinity and not out of that. Do you have any other pillar to add to these two for us?
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Thank you very much for reminding us in this good flashback on the topic. Whatever we are talking about is actually what is common among the divine religions and, let's say, Abrahamic religions.
Yes.
So the third, let's say, pillar that we are actually want to talk about, that we want to talk about actually, is the life after death. So the benefit of this whole discussion is for making a clear distinction between our worldview, Islamic worldview, on the topic of human beings and mankind with others.
Yeah, life after death.
Very true.
Okay.
So we want to say that after death, human beings are alive. They are not dead.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something.
They're not totally, perished.
They're not perished.
Okay.
Because what is going to stay with us, from us, is our soul, and which it will exist forever, and which will last forever, and it will be resurrected.
Mm-hmm.
And we all will be resurrected, inshallah, in the Day of Judgment.
Inshallah.
And this world is actually an introduction for the next world, the same way that this world was for us very big and huge world before we come to this world,
mm-hmm.
the time that we have been in the womb of our mothers.
That's right.
So we had no idea of what the other world is like.
There are also considered some other avalams before that.
Even it has been said that the level of the difference between the time that we enter this world from the womb of our of mothers, actually the level of difference is too much different and higher than the level of that difference from the world of womb of the mother to this material world.
Or Alam so we,
when we enter
that, okay.
So when we enter the barzakh or when the other world, we find it quite unlimited.
Yes.
So this is an introduction for the other world. So again, this makes a difference for us. For that person who knows this world as the end of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the end of this world is the end of everything for him.
Okay.
And in us, that this world is just a very good
phase of life.
Introduction for the other world.
Yes.
So we say that, for example, in this world we live for 60, 70, 80, 100 years. But the other world that we are going to stay has no limitation in the number of the ages that we are going to stay.
And even the counting of the number might be very much different. As we can see nowadays, the counting of the hours in the other planets is very much different to our world, Earth. Now consider This is a world beyond.
Also is okay. different. Yeah, as you say, we are talking about the worldly hours, yes. the worldly ages, but the Qiyamah days and timing is different, as it has been said in the hadith, the narration.
Yes.
It said that a day is 50,000 years.
The shaykhs claim 50,000
years of 50,000 years of this world.
Yeah.
So a day in Qiyamah is actually equals that much. So anyhow, all in all, so we believe in a human being that is going to be the center of the universe and believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in its his attributes, his names, and the injustice of God.
Yes.
So now, step by step, we are actually continuing to the fourth level, which is the unlimited talents that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted to a human being.
Okay.
So what are these talents? Inshallah, we shall...
Let's stop over here. The life after this is an important topic. Get to Brother Ayman Rizmi. So Sayyid, though this concept of a life after death, which is very important, and this physical body is going to rot and perish away, but if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blown one iota of his spirit into the human being, so this spirit going to be permanent forever. It's not going to be perish after this materialistic death or perishment that is happening in this world. And this is what also Rahbar mentions. Let's talk a little bit about this concept of the potentials of the ruh or the soul, the spirit of the human beings.
Well, as brother has explained that, you know, life is not the end. And after this life, there will be another form of life in which humans will be either rewarded or punished for their actions in the world. And even in the ahadith, there are things mentioned like, you know, ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah, which means that, you know, whatever you sow in this world in the forms of actions, you will reap the results, you know.
Yeah.
So in this regard, if we take a look at the Quran or ahadith, and also, you know, Rabbi mentioned in his speeches that, you know, people will have a life after this worldly life, but, you know, this will be either in the form of, you know, reward or punishment. If they will be rewarded, they will be living in a heaven for the rest of, you know, and that life is, again, it's like unlimited. It has no limitation. And the same concept we have, you know, for the cruelties or the bad actions of people, because they cannot be punished in this world, because this world is limited in its nature.
Yeah.
If a person has killed 20,000 people, for example, you know, he cannot be punished appropriately for his actions. So he would be punished in afterlife, and that is the basic concept.
That's right. And sometimes the actions that we do in this world are going to give us the consequences which cannot be compensated easily. For example, consider a man or a woman who injures another one by a sword or a knife, and just it's one hit, but it makes him blind. So that is one hit, but the blindness is for the whole life.
For the whole life.
How can I compensate it? Okay.
Exactly.
So this is as we do the sins to our soul and a spirit. We are doing the sin. We are getting this, as you said, nur out of our spirit day by day away, and get darkness inside. So We take sometimes the sins very much simple, but they are great, you know, and they're making us dark from inside. This makes us into another important aspect, Brother Ali Alevian, and that is the main features of a human being. Also, the Rahbar, he talks about the philosophy of the creation of human being and how human beings are gifted with different potentials. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about this.
Human beings have been given and have been bestowed lots of, let's say, talents and capacities
That
paves the way for him to reach all the possible let's say, to wish all the possibilities. By possibilities, I mean mumkinat, whatever is known to be mumkin in this world. Possible, yes, in the sense that we, in opposite of wajib and compulsory,
okay,
whatever is mumkin.
Mm-hmm.
Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wajib and is the cause of all the causes.
Right.
But possible means that whatever whatever a creature can reach, except to the level of, let's say, godness, or the level of creator. So in this worldview, human being actually is able to go towards and to move towards all these, let's say, peaks, all with one condition: to be a good servant and to be a submissive servant of God. So everything again here is at the service of being a good servant
of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
This
is why it makes us the Muslim. Taslim, you know, the submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
This is the meaning of Islam, as you say.
Okay.
So, al-Islam wa taslim, that is full submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
And in case this direction actually is damaged, whatever has been actually given to human being and what was ready for human being will be actually in loss, and will be, these privileges will be taken from him.
You are now talking about the spiritual features of a human being,
and
not the materialistic
all
ones.
All the abilities and gifts that, or the talents that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the human beings to
because,
reach, whether
because,
spiritual or material.
Because it says if you are not doing justice towards the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of his rahmania will not deprive you out of his mercies.
That's
okay?
It.
He is so much great that he will not deprive you.
Mm.
But the case is that this is a lesson for us as a human being in order to consider it and repeat it and practice it in our life.
And through worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through being a good and submissive servant of God, all of the other phases will be more reachable for you than in case it is diverted from the main way, the main, like to say, path.
Yes.
So all the deprivations will again be back to you.
And this story has happened many times during the history about the lives of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahlul Bayt.
Mm.
You know, as you could see that how much they were submissive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just look at Sayfatu Sajjadiyah by Imam Sajjad.
Yeah.
The beautiful supplications and du'as, or Dua Arafah of Imam al-Husayn, okay? You see, when he is talking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's considering himself as the mere servant and abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's why the Imam says that, call us everything except Rab.
Uh-huh.
So we have all these powers,
yes,
we have reached all these, let's say, reachable points.
Yes.
But there must be a difference between wajibul wujud, what is wajib,
yes,
and what is mumkin.
Yes.
So just don't call us Rab.
Okay.
So here, this actually, distinction should be made here. So a human being, like, let's say, as an infallible,
yes,
imam, can reach all these points. And it is even open for us as well. As every human being can reach all these points and all of these peaks.
Okay.
So it depends on us,
yes,
on the will of us to actually to will to go towards them or not.
That's
so this
right.
is what, again, comes back to us.
Sometimes I wish we have been created as the innocent babies and remain the babies for all our lives, okay? But this is not possible. But as you said, these potentials are given for the human beings, the prophets of Allah and the infallible imams reached such a status in their lives that they could be called the men of God or
and
with godly attributes. Okay,
a famous quote by Ayatollah Bajjat, the late,
yes,
Ayatollah Bajjat, rahmatullah alayhi, when
he
says that the way and the path towards becoming a Salman is not closed.
Uh-huh.
It's always open.
Salman, but the companion of Prophet Muhammad.
Salman,
that's
al-Muhammad.
Yes.
Yeah, known as Salman al-Farsi.
Farsi, that's right.
So the way to become Salman is always open.
Yes.
But it's us. It's the turn of us to start to go towards becoming this Salman. So it has never been yet closed.
Yes.
So it depends on us to...
Salman is a good
to
example.
...to step in this way and reach to this. So
yeah. Well. Ruzbeh from Isfahan, who migrated from his land, far, far lands, to Saudi Arabia, missed all that good weather in Isfahan in Iran, got to the hot Arab Peninsula, and, you know, converted to the religion of Islam and become one of the most important companions of Prophet Muhammad, considered from the Ahlul Bayt, as it is considered in the speech of Prophet Muhammad. Thank you very much, Sayyid Ayman Rizvi and Brother Ali Alavian, for your presence in the program Viewpoints. For sure, human beings have some needs. What are these needs and how to answer these needs in this world based on the religion of Islam in the speeches of Imam Khamenei? Inshallah, we'll discuss it in our upcoming session of the program. It was very kind of you, and thank you very much for your presence. Dear listeners, thank you much too for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Visit our website for more information at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page, also a YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. Till another episode, may Allah bless you all. Fi amanillah.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone.